Houston Hip Hop News. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Hey, welcome to Side Hustle Radio. Hey, this is your boy Hef Chulo.
You know.
And that platinum DJ over there, Mr. Blaze for Bland, Mr. Mixology Master himself, Sensei DJ.
DEEPOISE on.
And that's the platinum DJ. Check him out. Check out his mixtapes. Hey, you get his mixtapes on mixtapeheat.net. Hey, it's a free download. Get them downloads, man. Whenever you get some good music, if you just want to have something to work out to, feel good to, get that mixtape. Mr. Blend for Blend himself. We only got a few more days left in this year. But hey, it's that Christmas season. For all my dogs out there. Oh, I'm sorry. The DMX came out. I'm about to start singing. Rudolph the Red Dog. Right there. Hey. I'm starting to do my DMX. But keep popping out. I'm trying to hold it back.
Yeah. Well, last week we did Christmas rap. Part 1.
This is part 2. We did Down South Christmas rappers. Doing there. So we decided to take it to the birthplace of hip hop. We're gonna do a little East Coast, a little West Coast.
Yeah,
a lot of Midwest.
So what was we saying we was doing this week again?
I know we're gonna start out with some East Coast. For sure. We gotta start
off
with some East Coast.
I had to say the first song. I remember this movie and I saw this song. And this was one of the beginning starts for this artist. Well, these two artists.
Two, yeah.
The first one was
Cool
Moe D. And the second one was Dougie.
Fresh.
On the beatbox.
On you. I'm sorry.
All the way to heaven. Dougie was the man.
Oh, Dougie's still the man.
Yeah, he's still doing
Dougie it. Dougie will still rock the crowd regardless.
Yeah. Shout out Dougie Fresh.
Shout out to Slick Rick, too. Yeah. You know, because them two artists told stories, man. And I love their setups, man. They told actual stories. Shout out to the NY for back in the day for being great storytellers. You know, Rakim, great storyteller. KRS-One, great storyteller. Biggie, great storytellers.
Uh-huh.
You know. And then now we got that
trap.
Not even telling a story. Telling sound effects.
The repetitiveness.
Yeah, sound effects. That's it. That's yeah.
You want to tell your story? You want me to tell your story? Skrrr. You want me to tell your story? Skrrr. That's how I'll rap. No, man. Don't. Hey, let's put it out there that in 2019, we will be blessed with rappers making rap songs that make sense again. Rappers rap about life and other things other than being in the damn trap all the time. That's wishful thinking.
I don't mind them being in the trap, but make it logical, like you was cleaning the house while you were in there, you know. You know, there's only so much Pyrex you can stir up. Oh. There's only so much crack you can make. And
but there can never be enough bad and bougie chicks.
Oh, God. But how was a chick bad and bougie? Because they never explained. They just said she was bad and bougie, but they never explained why she was bad and bougie.
Oh man, that's a whole nother story about him.
See, like I ain't gonna lie, like see now we gonna be
take me back, to... bro. Take me back, bro.
Yeah.
What did he say, bro or man or?
She said he said bro. Come on, bro, take me back. When you call your girl a bro?
Oh god, but she missed the you know, according to what she said, she missed the you know. Really. She missed the, you know.
Do you think he really hijacked her? You think that was all planned? I think it's now that I'm really thinking about it, I think she's making him relevant because he's working on his solo projects now.
Yeah.
Because I really, now I'm starting to think this is all publicity.
Oh, this is the Jay-Z, Beyonce thing now. Now he's going to do his own 444.
It'll be all sound effects, though. Yeah, that's the whole album right there. That's the whole single.
Sorry, bro.
Come on. How you going to call your girl a bro? At least you call her, hey, B, come on, take me back.
Come on,
you
baby.
Know, but bro, come on, bro. And he was dressed like Elvis up there.
She don't even know what a real man's supposed to talk to her about.
Yeah,
probably.
That's the sad thing. I'm like, hey, man, let's talk.
She wouldn't give a real man a chance.
No, I don't think so. I don't think she will.
You got to be all disrespectful.
But bro, another woman? Call another
better
woman,
bro than something else, would it be?
I might as well call her a B.
Dang.
Because you call her bro?
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to go to New York, and we talk about the Treacherous Three, Santa Rap.
Be right back. Hey, this is Side Hustle. Treacherous Three. DJ the Poise, I'm Hef. We'll be right back.
Ho, ho, ho. Open up your door. I'm Santa Claus, and guess what, y'all? I got something to show. I came to bring some Christmas spirit. I got a big bag, now guess what's in it? Something for the rich, something for the poor. So Merry Christmas and ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, my foot. I'ma tell you what Santa really put under my so-called tree, but in reality, look like nothing but a decorated pole to me. Man, you talk about a tree, it makes me wonder, cause I never had a tree to put anything under. If I ever did look up and get a tree, there was never anything under it for me.
Man, I don't know what y'all talking about, cause when I come to your town, I just get chased out. I thought you would be happy to see Santa Claus, but all y'all say is stick him up and give me yours.
You're lucky all you did was get ripped off, and it's time to keep your big fat ass up north, because after my last few Christmas nights, if I see you around my neighborhood, I'm shooting on sight. And I ain't even got a chimney for you to come down, so ain't no need for you to be coming around, cause the last so-called Santa that came in with a sack wasn't giving out presents, he was taking them back.
Man, y'all should be glad that I didn't quit, cause I'm getting too old for this Santa Claus shit. Y'all think I'm getting presents made for free? I gotta pay them bills, and ain't nobody paying me.
You big fat whale, you might as well quit, cause I can name 100 presents that I didn't get. And if I did get a present, it'd be a heavy down. Yo, I got this for Christmas, now how that sounds?
It sounds good to me, cause I'm about to freeze. You wanna see something? Look at the bottom of these. Me and my brothers can't go out at the same time, cause a coat that's theirs is a coat that's mine.
Man, I know one thing, y'all better get off my neck and wait till you get your welfare check. Go on down to the office and stand on the line. Better hurry up, see, I got mine.
Jingle, jangle, jingle for the pole. And once he gets your welfare check,
y'all kiss my mistletoe. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Why the presents keep getting mixed up, cause year after year you keep fucking up. And now I know why, cause you're always drunk. Instead of G.I. Joe, you send me this junk.
That ain't a G.I. Joe, that's a G.I. jerk with a kung fu grip that don't even work. So all I did was just put him away, cause my G.I. Joe looked G.I. gay.
That's why you don't get presents now, cause you're just in grace. G.I. Joe's gay, what difference does it make? After all, he's just a doll, ain't too much he can do. You ask me, boy, I ain't too sure about you.
Man, forget about that. What about these shoes? Instead of Christmas carols, I'm singing the blues. Staring at the clock, looking hard at the time, cause I just played the number, combinated on a dime.
I played 234 and put a penny on 7, combinated 412 and believed 11. Put my last 5 cents on 356, and after all that, I didn't shit.
Jingle, jangle, jingle, bow to bow. And once he gets your welfare check,
you won't play numbers no more. Ho, 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 won't play 'em no more.
big fat suit. Next time say no, don't send no substitute, because I asked you for a beatbox and you know what I got. Dougie Fresh, you know that kid from down the block. Similarly, we must admit, Dougie Fresh is good and made a perfect fit. He's the only reason why we weren't totally mad. Without Dougie, our Christmas would have been really sad.
Jingle, jangle, jingle for the Pope. And once he gets your welfare check,
even Dougie Fresh go go. Ho, ho, ho. Dougie Fresh go go.
Christmas off, I had no lovin' in a while. I love to have sex, but I can't afford a child. My girl wants a baby, but I had to chill. She said, if you don't want a baby, then you take the bill.
What is Christmas for?
Huh?
What is Christmas for?
What is Christmas for? Yeah,
what is Christmas for?
Wind up toys that don't wind up. Talking dogs that don't shut up. This is the type of present that you buy when you're poor, so that's what you have to settle for. And it ain't no secret that everything's sunny if you're living in Palm Springs with all that money. Americanomics works, and I won't argue that is true. But if the economy is getting better for who? Well, if you ask me, I'm doing much worse than before. With the welfare cuts, I don't eat no more. So if I did want to go out, I couldn't go nowhere, because I ate every last one of them reindeer. Rudolph first, I went down the list. I got so hungry, I just couldn't resist. I ate Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Dixon, fried them up and then started to mix them. And before you knew it, they were all gone. I wonder what you're gonna do about my reindeer song.
We'll sing Silent Night and Jingle Bells and all those Christmas rhymes, cause nobody gives a shit about your reindeer at hard times. You just jingle and jangle and hang out with the Pope. And when you get your welfare check, you my reindeer by the skull.
Dougie Fresh and Magnificent Four, and head on out the door and leave these party people singing jingle jangle for the pole.
Jingle, jangle, jingle for the pole. Don't take us for granted, cause you may never know. One day when you least expect it, we can even up the score. So just jingle, jangle, jingle with the pole. Jingle, jangle, a jingle, jangle with the pole. Jingle, jangle, jingle with the pole. Jingle, jangle, a jingle, jangle with the pole.
Oh, I was remixing it.
That word started.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No, no. Dougie beatboxed and he left it alone. It wasn't an ad lib throughout the whole song. Hey, but that was the treacherous three. You know you was something. You called yourself the Treacherous Three when you was an MC back in the day.
They was treacherous.
Yeah. So shout out. So like I said, this is that Christmas hip hop we were playing. Old school. We might play a little new school, or we gonna play a lot of some schools. Was that the Fat Boys?
Yeah, but first, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Swatch, swatch, swatch presents a Merry Christmas.
Mary, I...
Yes, John?
I've been looking for a Christmas gift to tell you how much I love you.
Oh, John.
The limelight. A genuine swatch with genuine diamonds. For him, for her.
Oh, John, it's lovely.
The swatch way to say I love you this Christmas. It's a special limited edition. Get one now. Limelight. By Swatch. Get with it, Higby.
Wow. Yo, I wish I had a Swatch now.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you have a Swatch watch?
I'm trying to think. I think I did have a Swatch watch for
it. Yo, young people don't know nothing about that Swatch watch.
No, I think Swatch watches are still popular, though. Right
are
now.
You serious?
But I think they're higher end now. I think Swatch watches are a little higher end.
They wouldn't be nothing without the Fat Boys.
Oh, my goodness. Did the Fat Boys ever have a Christmas song?
No.
Never heard. I'm glad that group was known. I hate that group called the Fat Boys, because all of a sudden I'm one of the members. Like, really, dude? I will never be a Fat Boy, but you're doing fat.
You know what I never got about that was that every time somebody saw somebody big back in the day, they said, can you be box?
Oh, jeez.
just automatically assume
because you fat,
be, yeah, you can beatbox. Yeah, because you can hold the air. What? No. It didn't matter how big you were. If they were bigger than them,
yeah.
You were fat.
You're fat, yeah.
Yeah. That's just be, well, there's the skinny boys. Can you beatbox too?
And I'm pretty sure Dougie was pretty skinny, and Dougie was laying it out. He was bad. He was Dougie was a lot better than the human beatbox himself, so.
Hey, I like the fat boys.
That was
one of my first. I felt like big, you know. First thing I got was my boombox and my Fat Boys tape.
Man,
yeah,
we all had a
Fat Boys tape.
I hated the Fat Boys. I just hated that term, Fat Boy. I'm like, I am a fat boy. I'm a big boy, but I am not in that damn group.
I guess you'd rather be to everybody. You kind of look like Malcolm Jamal Warner. Everybody that was that complexion and had a high top box looked like Malcolm Jamal Warner to the Caucasian persuasions. And the other one was, remember the rapper Candyman? Ooh, boy, I love you
so. Okay,
I caught all kinds of. Hey, Candyman! Bruh. When you gonna drop another song, Candyman? You look just like the Candyman.
Wow.
No, I do not look like the Candyman. We the same complexion. We was about the same size. That does not mean we look alike.
Wow.
Didn't take much back then.
But yeah, it was always a fat boy. And then my whole thing is, if you gonna compare me to a fat person, compare me to like Heavy. I was more like Heavy than anything. You know what I'm saying? Because I was a dancer. At the time.
You about to tell us the story. Notorious story.
Oh, the notorious story? How Puffy came down and took. Okay, so you got to realize in the late 80s, the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
I used to be in this group called CUZ.
CUZ.
So we were the dance group and the hip-hop group and the singing group all wrapped up to one. So we had two singers in the group that was like R&B singers.
What was you doing in the group?
I was a singer plus rapper.
Whoa.
I was a headline. Singer? I was the headline. I mean, no, I was the backup to the singer. But, you know, I was the second singer, but I was the MC. So it was pretty much Chubb B. The notorious Chubb B.
What?
And CUZ.
Wait. You was first. Boris Day in the time. David Ruffin in the Temptations. It was Chubb.
The notorious Chubb B.
And Cuz.
Yeah. No. I take it a step further. I was the notorious BKC, aka Chubb B. And
So this was your group.
So let's think about this. Notorious BKC. Wait a minute. Notorious B.I.G. What? Whoa. It was like during the we had a big bar party at Ohio State, and there was a lot of A&R people down, you know, and we had a party and I was performing there. Ooh. Next thing I know, I say about 6 months later, Notorious B.I.G. came out of nowhere. I'm just saying, Biggie.
He
stole the name. He couldn't steal the style.
Oh.
Because my style was more like a Heavy style.
Oh.
Because Heavy was a dancer, and he also was.
So you was more like the New Jack with the.
Hey, I was a New Jack. Yeah, I was a New Jack artist.
Big was just hardcore, straight out the
he was
drug
a dancer.
Dealer house.
Yeah, he was a dancer.
Yeah, he ain't dancing. He was dancing.
Yeah, I'm a dancer.
You was jumping around like Heavy D?
Bruh, you got to.
Is there video somewhere?
Man.
If I Google your name,
the last tape we had, my manager, we had the tape. I remember Bingo had the other tape we had. And shout out to Bingo. My
video tape?
Had the videotape, bro. I was doing the Running Man, and my zipper was undone, man, and that was something else.
Wait. Yep. You was doing the running man.
Oh yeah, I was.
And you don't like Hammer, and you was doing Hammer's dance.
I was doing Michael Jackson dance.
Just refused to give Hammer props.
But yeah, but man, we were something back then, man. But yeah, so I'm just saying, Notorious BKC, a.k.a. Chubb B. Oh, man. Next thing I know, and the song that I did was called, the title of the track I did was called Notorious. That was my single.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just saying. These are facts.
Did you have it copywritten or anything?
No.
Oh, well.
That's management fault. That's why he was no longer my manager. That was my manager fault. You know something? Going to 2019, I'm gonna bring my old manager on here. My old manager. He used to manage my group. I'm gonna have to bring him on here and see if he's still doing music.
Oh God!
That is gonna be a funny show, bro. He would tell you about me.
I got stories too, but I could make by real short. We got dissed out for a group, and we had a manager named Sneaky. So we should have known.
I already tell you.
Right. And he said, I tell you what we going to do. I got a new idea, right? 9 rappers on stage. We was like, 9 rappers? Dude. Yeah, everybody just go hand. Just do it. Do it. 9 rappers. And guess what I'm going to call them? What? 9 rappers in effect. I'm like, man, we out of here. Thus comes the dawn. What do we have now?
Wu-Tang. What?
Yeah. After that, here comes Wu-Tang. I was like, because we thought, man, ain't nobody going to sit up there and watch 9 people rap one right after another, man. Nobody got time for that. Then, boom. Then we sitting there like, dang, man. That could have been us.
Y'all New Yorkers. Y'all been
they always stealing.
Coming to Ohio, stealing our stuff.
Oh, you stealing?
Look, I know B-Box will stop playing us in there. Hey, Roxanne.
Okay, I got something for you from New York. Ooh, try to regroup our fans back in New York. How about this?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Come on! Rudolph and those reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Hey yo, hey yo!
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it goes.
You think it's a game?
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call them names.
What?
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Come on!
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, come on! Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you ride my sleigh tonight?
What?
And all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with glee. Rudolph,
there's like a thousands versions of that now. There's a crunk version too, or is that the crunk version? Because I was like,
to what, the Rudolph Random Ranger?
Yeah, man.
A crunk version?
I think that might have been the crunk version. Which version?
Well, that was the DMX show. And Fat Man Scoop. Was that Fat Man Scoop in there too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We on the New York thing, ain't we? Try to play different stuff from this. We played. Why do you think Thug Holiday is for Christmas? No, Trick Daddy. That didn't have nothing to do with Christmas. They just really okay. Ghetto Christmas, Styles P.
Oh God. Okay, let's try it.
Black song.
Tyler Woods Productions.
Happy holidays to you and yours.
Ain't nothing like a ghetto Christmas.
Nothing.
Ain't nothing like a ghetto
Christmas. Nothing.
Ain't nothing like a ghetto
Christmas.
Oh my Lord, ain't nothing like a ghetto.
Never seen chestnuts roast on the open fire, but no chestnut. I seen a lot of open fire. Before I seen a mistletoe, I seen a missile blow. Bad Santa had the pistol though, and we ain't have a chimney for Santa to come down. Want gifts? You hoping your family will come around, but mama always making it happen. Now we ripping off rapping, and everybody laughing. It's time outside with my new toys and new clothes wildin'. Wow. Ain't nothing like a Christmas in the ghetto, my nigga. I stay humble, appreciate the levels, my nigga. Word to Jesus. Praying for the devil, my nigga.
Ain't nothing like a ghetto Christmas.
December the 25th is never about a gift, more about who you're with, not a wish on a list. No reindeer here, but the whole fam's here. I wish Christmas lasted the whole damn year. Christmas in the ghetto, somebody might get robbed. I'ma blame it on being drunk off the eggnog. Everywhere I go in the hood, I get a head nod. Sometimes you can't fix it alone, you gotta let God. In 5 more days, I'ma make a resolution swearing I'm gonna change, but I never do it. There really isn't nothing like Christmas in the ghetto, and I hope one day everybody
ain't nothing like a ghetto Christmas. Ain't nothing like a ghetto Christmas. Oh my Lord, ain't nothing like a ghetto Christmas. Christmas. Ain't nothing like a ghetto Christmas. Ain't nothing like a ghetto Christmas. Oh my Lord, ain't nothing like a ghetto Christmas. Christmas. Ain't nothing like a ghetto Christmas. Ain't nothing like a ghetto Christmas.
Not bad. That wasn't bad.
Nothing like a ghetto Christmas. He had lyric. He said, before I saw a mistletoe, I saw a missile blow. Oh, that's
bars.
The bars. That's bars.
That's bars.
That was Style P called Ghetto Christmas. I did not expect that from Style P. I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't expect that. That was good.
Styles P and the Lox was like one of the last rap groups to do
well
stories
in New York.
And raps. And they like the only ones left that even really probably do it anymore. Outkast ain't together no more. So I wonder did Outkast. Yeah, Outkast did a Christmas rap song.
Oh, we gotta pull one of them.
I'm about to pull that up. I found this song from Super J.
Super J.
Super J.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Oh, I guess
it's an old school Super J. It sounds familiar. Maybe when I hear it, it'll click in. But it's called Santa's Rap Party. Oh,
okay.
Give it a play on words.
Christmas and good tidings to all. Here we go, y'all. Mean coats and diamond rings and a glass of real fine wine. Cadillacs and Mercedes, that's what I call a real good time. Long legs and short legs, hey, they're all fine with me. I don't get around but once a year, so I gotta get it all now, you see. Now some friends call me Santa, and some call me Old Nick. But when it comes to loving girls, I just don't miss a trick. Now clap your hands, everybody, everybody, clap your hands. If the bass in the place don't throw it in your face, then you go home and get right down. Now grab yourself a partner and get up on the floor. I don't want to see you sitting around. No, I don't want you sitting no more. Now get on down, everybody. Get on down to the real fine sounds.
Okay, that was like disco.
He said, you call me Saint Nick, I only make one trip a year, so I got to get all the chicks.
Everybody that knows me knows I don't like disco rap. I'm sorry. I don't like disco rap. With that.
Well, because of rap. Rap took over disco.
Oh, God.
But then y'all said that rap wouldn't last. It'd be a passive fad or a fade like a rope. Disco? You said
disco.
You said
disco is now
country music.
EDM?
Disco is now country music. Disco is now EDM. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that.
Listen to this beat. Prince G. Bro, how old is that?
That has to be pretty old, man.
Okay, what about Jingle Beat? I kind of remember this one. This sound like...
It's Brooklyn in the house.
That's too far back. Before I go to this, tell me if this don't sound like the same song.
Brooklyn's in the house. Brooklyn's in the house.
Shout out Beatbox. I know y'all remember this one. This was y'all's cut.
They probably just played it.
True.
Talking about Brooklyn causes much controversy simply because we give no mercy. You ask me why, cause we don't know how. And it ain't about illing or getting loud. We just brothers with heart and right from the start. We turn bum rushing into an art. But that's besides the point, I'm here to show and prove. Our favorite pastime is not robbing you. But going to jams, painting the town. So when we're around, no need to frown. Just get out to see, rock to the beat. Cause we're about ready, make you move your feet. It's...
You're looking like, what the heck? You're not a hip hop connoisseur. That's considered a classic of the hip hop in New York. Y'all know that. Y'all know that. So when I said Outkast, you know what came up?
What came up?
Players Ball.
That is a Christmas song.
Is it?
Players Ball is a Christmas song.
And that's a pimp song.
It's also a New Year's Eve song, too. It's a Christmas song. It's a holiday song.
Oh, God. I can't even believe they even considered that a Christmas song. Okay, well, that's what you say, but no.
No. Yeah. So what else we got here?
He's Santa Claus.
Oh, God. By, who's this by?
Disco 4.
Dude.
I know. I'm not the biggest Christmas.
But you bring in all the disco. You don't like disco, but you find all the disco rappers.
I'm trying to stay in New York.
What's going on, New York? And we about to go to the West Coast.
Oh, so we go to the Midwest. I wonder if Bone Thugs got a Christmas song. Can I play the disco real quick?
Yeah, play that one.
You better not cry. I'm going to tell you why. The Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, my gosh.
He's Santa Claus.
There's a blizzard outside that is 3 feet deep. When you look out the window, can't see the streets. The night before Christmas is Christmas Eve. All the kids in my block can't even sleep. There's a knock at the door, walk across the floor. And Mr. Nichols in the neighborhood clopping tour. He said to me he was jolly old Nick. The once a year Christmas trick. I just stand disbelief, the conversation was brief. I need some transportation, how about your cheese?
I said, come on, stop joking, you're not Santa Claus. He took me outside and with no remorse showed me a bag 6 feet high. It was red, dark red, so it wasn't a lie. One more question, where are your deer? The flying sled and the bright red gear. He said, unfortunately, son, they're not here. As he spoke down his face, rolled a tear.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, okay, let's go ahead and leave the East Coast and why. Let's travel to other parts of the country and see what we have next.
Let's go to Nate Dogg.
Oh, Nate Dogg had a Christmas again. On our other show, we said Nate Dogg is Mr. Hook Master, the King of Hook, and Nate Dogg is an institution.
Yeah.
Is that the black Santa Claus?
I want a Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could say this is Death Row.
Street Fighter 2.
Death Row Christmas.
It's 12:30 a.m. Christmas Eve. I'm out with the gangsters and thieves. Celebrated, posted up with eggnog, head up, up in my cup. Put Rudolph and Moses, Lil Bang Bang, and coasting down the block. But be careful for the heart because it's posted. Some say to this day that Christmas ain't nothing but another day. But out of respect, I gotta give the Lord his day. Tell me, where do the homeless and bums got to sleep? Where do the hungry and the needy greedies got to eat? Life is so crucial and cold. That's for the children in this world. They hopes and dreams can't afford. The young and old churches and spiritual dreams. Seasonal things heard throughout the ghetto. Watch as gangsters and dope fiends. Cause those who ain't able to get it, now can finally get it. Cause the ghetto Santa Claus to sprinkle the hood. Now we born and live into a new year. A better thing. Celebrate with some champagne. Ha ha. Check it.
Santa Claus.
First day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a sack of that crazy glue and told me to smoke it up slowly. Now on the second day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a fifth of Hen Dog and told me to take my mind off that weed. Now by the third day of Christmas, my big homeboy gave to me a whole lot. amount of everything, and it wasn't up a gang to me.
Back then you woke up to the sound, I saw mama kissing Santa, made you reminisce on the old fashioned Christmas days. Yes, miss a fat man jolly with joy, down your chimney with toys for little girls and boys. Pumped up, I jumped up before the sun peeked in and hoped to catch a Santa Claus creeping down my hall. Went to the window, put my eyes to the sky to see if I could see the sleigh that parlay and push the fat guy. I sigh, ain't no sign, but everything under this tree in my house, mine, my wife, that, and it's blue.
All right.
Wow. That didn't take you back.
Man, that
was some feel good Christmas music right there.
Man, that was some good. Yeah, very much. Man, that was a good track, man. That track was fire, that was track. And what was the name of that track again, bro?
Be thankful. Be thankful.
Just that simple, be thankful.
I know that's right. We was going to the Midwest real quick. You want to go to the Midwest?
Yeah, of course.
This is an experiment now. I haven't.
This is an experiment, huh?
It sounds like it's been chopped and screwed, but we can just see what it sounds like.
Bone Thugs. Okay, let's see what the South did to our song.
DJ Michael Watts.
Harmony. Greatest hits. Swisher House remix, baby.
Okay. That was enough.
That was enough?
That was it.
I might have to check that one out. What's that? Cleveland's on. That's the OH.
And I'm just going to go ahead and toss them in with the other greats that we've been mentioning. They are an institution.
Oh, yeah. Bone Thugs and Harmony is an institution.
They are an institution. They Very have much. Been imitated but never duplicated.
Sure
Crucial
haven't.
Conflict, they tried. Huh? I enjoyed Crucial Conflict.
Hey, now. Depends on where you're from.
Love
they
them.
Tried.
Depends on where you're from. Now, in Chicago, they say different. Because in Chicago, Crucial Conflict is still relevant. They in the same as if that's their Bone Thugs and Harmony there.
Twister.
Who came out
Twister.
First?
They was all about the same. That's the thing. And they tried to, you remember they had that beef? It was Crucial Conflict, Twister, Bone Thugs. All of them was, they weren't getting along with like Chicago against Ohio thing going
boom,
on.
Boom, 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 boom,
but they ended boom, up boom, squashing boom. It and they all, I think they all did a song together eventually. It started working together, so at least they squashed that beef. Now it's, is it crazy? Is it busy?
Busy.
Has a problem with Migos?
Oh.
It's Lazy Bone.
If you don't have
it's
a problem.
It's Lazy Bone.
Bro, I have a problem with Migos. And I'm not even a hip, I'm not an artist no more. I'm having a problem with it.
I have a problem with Offset personally. That's just the only one.
Yo,
I don't
bro.
Even know the other two.
Speaking of Offset, I went to one of our old shows this past week. Who that is? Just my baby's daddy. We called her out on it a long time ago on one of our old shows. He's just your baby's daddy. You know, we told her back then, but she didn't want to listen to us then. So
no. I got another. I got a. I know you don't want to go back to New York, but. What about Ghost? Ghostface.
Oh, yeah.
Ghostface Killer did a Christmas song.
He did?
I believe it might have been an album. I'm about to Google it up.
He's foolproof.
Ghostface?
I love him. Shayla Ghost.
You sure? Wait a minute. So if Ghostface did one, that means Memphis had to have one now. Because you know Memphis don't let nothing come.
I wonder if it's a Wu-Tang Christmas album somewhere.
A Wu-Tang Christmas?
Wu-Tang Christmas.
Wouldn't that just be delightful? Christmas in Shaolin.
Christmas in Shaolin. Christmas in Wu.
The elves are ninjas. Santa's evil. Because you know RZA would definitely put something together like that.
Huh.
He's dope.
Okay, well, Check it out. It's called Ghostface Xmas.
Oh, okay. Lord. You can go anywhere with this.
I don't like kind of my brother's vibe.
Holy Jesus. I gotta drop all these toys off. Mrs. Claus! Yeah. Mrs. Claus, bring me my robe and my slippers! I gotta go!
Smell the pine trees in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. Toy stores out of control and kids singing. That night before Christmas, dashing through the snow. Rudolph the dear red nose that glow. It's all about the candy canes and Christmas lists. North Pole and that chubby jolly old Saint Nick. The little elves getting busy in Santa Workshop. And how gingerbread men keep their buttons on top. Wooden soldiers and chestnuts roasting like marshmallows. Goodfellas, chocolate pudding, pops and jellos. It's the gift, the cookies and milk on the mantle. The mistletoe that's set from the peppermint candles, that warm French vanilla mean coat with zippers, bearskin robe dragon with Versace slippers, around the fireplace we breathe, shirts are short sleeve, we staying up all night on Christmas Eve.
It's the season for sharing, season of the gift, season for snow is December 25th, that time of the year we dress like Saint Nick, stirring whipped cream into that hot cup of quick. It's the season for sharing, season of the gift, season for snow is December 25th, that time of the year we surprise all the kids, buy gifts for your loved ones and diamonds for your wish.
I see snowmen, snowflakes, cinnamon cakes, sisters and brothers sliding down garbage can covers, snowball fights, eggnog splash with Hennessy. Bet Christmas is Christmas from New York to Tennessee. The Kris Kringles, the jingling babies, all them late nights rapping gifts driving you crazy, and Jack Frost is outside freezing it up. Got the hood and the goose just to loosen you up, and all the homes is all lit with so many lights. See the trees through the windows lit it up at night. Gingerbread house pumping that jingle bell rock, and all the little bad kids get cold with their socks.
Ghost knows when you've been sleeping, and ghost knows when you are awake, and I know if you've been bad or good, so be good for old Ghostface.
It's the season for sharing, season of the gift, season for snow is December 25th, that time of the year we dress like Saint Nick, stirring whipped cream into that hot cup of quick. It's the season for sharing, season of the gift, season for snow is December 25th, that time of the year we surprise all the kids, buy gifts for your loved ones and diamonds for your whiz.
Okay, that was Ghostface.
Wish you all a good night.
Ghostface Kip.
Good night to all.
There was a time that checked in, bro.
Stand down.
Ghostface Xmas.
Xmas. Ghostface Xmas. I didn't see that one coming. I like it.
Sounds contractual.
A contractual, he had to do it. Yeah. He had to do it. So, like, he had to do it.
I was like, hey, give us a Christmas song. It wasn't terrible.
No, it wasn't terrible. No, it wasn't. Because we played some terrible ones. That one, I can manage that one. I can listen to that one again.
Yeah, I like Ghostface.
Because I was sitting here bobbing my head, like, mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I was bobbing my head the whole time. So, what we got next, bro?
David Banner?
Yes. Oh. Mr. God Box himself.
Wait a minute. The old David Banner or the new David Banner?
The old David Banner.
The new David Banner is not about to do anybody's Christmas song.
Oh, then we got to do some old David. That's that down south. We're going back down south, then we're going to some old David Banner.
Did he just do the Christmas song, too? Come on, man. What? I wonder what his sound like.
Well, hey, let's try it.
Daddy, why don't I have any presents like the other kids? I'm hungry.
Don't worry, baby, I got you.
It's winter time and we still cannot find a job. We fill out applications, but you treat us like we're slobs. So we rob and we steal. We're just trying to get a meal, 'cause it's Christmas time.
Shoes on the feet, so give it now. Catch the fire when I'm busting the heat. Man, I'm trying to get a job. Now give me what I want or I'm making you leak. See, I met my first victim coming out of the club. And that mother starting coming through on dubs. He the local dope slugger, I ain't giving a f. He gon' catch four slugs if that p don't duck. We gon' rob that, get that cash. Bust a mother on if it don't move fast. We gon' rob that, get that cash. Bust a mother on if it don't move fast.
A sign, or you won't see her next time. Take off that chain, trying to shine. Drop off that money and them crystals in that bag. Or taste the tip of this missile. We ain't playing.
It's winter time and we still cannot find a job. We fill out applications, but you treat us like we're slobs. So we rob and we steal. We're just trying to get a meal. Cause it's Christmas time.
Just the sound of the block in the police fight. 6 years old, no Christmas clothes. Daddy locked up, violating parole.
Go take him to war. Santa Claus don't come if you don't got dough. So I'm trying to get your paper boy, bust on you. My daughter's crying and you're looking like a lick on Christmas.
It's winter time and we still cannot find a job. We fill out applications, but you treat us like we're slobs. So we rob and we steal. We're just trying to get a meal. Cause it's Christmas time and we're broke again, yeah.
Smoked out, loped out, baby, my baby crying. Something about the pain that spoke out. I felt the same, hit the street like I was James Dean.
Alright, and we broke again. Broke again.
It's Christmas time.
That's some real talk right there. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
That was over. That was that was with these David Banner. Like he was the Hawk David Banner. He did the jeer in there. He put the jeer. He heard that. He don't do that no more. That's the hard down south.
Down south.
The crooked eye.
Yeah.
David Banner. Yeah, y'all remember that David Banner. Crooked eye. He was in a group and David Banner came a long way. He's sleeping in a car.
Wow.
Back in the day.
Wow.
To get his music out. Coming out of Mississippi.
I liked him in This Christmas.
Him in This Christmas. Oh, she's talking about the movies now. Him in This Christmas.
He was good in that role.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to David Banner for doing his thing. Hey, shout out to us. Shout out to you, bro. Man, it's been a great Christmas. This is our, second Christmas, third Christmas together doing the show?
Uh-huh. Since we came back?
Yeah, since we came back. Well,
this is second since we came back.
Yeah, since we came back. And we've been going hard in the paint ever since. Continue to follow us on social media. Hey, I be Hef Chulo on IG. And DJ, how can they follow you?
Follow me at DJ DEEPOISC on
everything. Shout out to all our affiliates. Thank y'all for your support.
Yeah.
Continue to support us. Y'all. Merry Christmas to y'all. And tune in to our New Year's Eve show. Oh my goodness, New Year's Eve is going to be, it's going to be even a crazier show. Shout out to the janitorial company in the studio for getting the trash and cleaning up after us because DJ DePoy is like, you have that plate down there every single day.
Every week, yeah.
Hey, that's my snack plate. I need me a snack plate, okay? Shout out to the liquor control people. And
yeah.
Hey, we got to get up out of here. We want to close with that Curtis Blow since he started.
I got,
you got
Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels?
Yeah.
Christmas?
Okay. I mean, we literally like 1 minute last.
Okay,
but,
Hey, we got to get up out of here. Follow us, Hustle Brand ENT, Hustle Brand ENT, and we be out. IG, peace. Love y'all. Just have DJ, D-Boy.
Peace.